Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Folks, this is the first full day of my candidacy for the presidency of the World Jewish Congress, and I'm pleased to tell you that I am getting massive amounts of support from all over the world for my candidacy. Except it doesn't seem to be coming from people who are going to be voting in the World Jewish Congress election. That's the only problem. I need to get you to get your Jewish friends who think it's time to clean up the act of the World Jewish Congress and all the other Zionist organizations to support me in my campaign. Now, the one good thing about my campaign, folks, is that, you know, if I were running for a public office here in the United States, if I were running for president, I'd have to give up my radio show. But fortunately, that rule doesn't apply in my campaign for the presidency of the World Jewish Congress. So you're going to have to bear with me, folks, during the course of this campaign, because I am going to focus during this campaign on issues of concern to the World Jewish Congress and consequently of concern to the non-Jewish world, because when all is said and done, what the Jewish organizations do, groups like the World Jewish Congress, the Anti-Defamation League, the American Jewish Congress, the American Jewish Committee, what these organizations do in their daily work does have an impact on our day-to-day life here in the United States. So please bear with me. I'm going to take advantage of this unique forum that I have to discuss these issues. These issues need to be discussed, and they will be discussed. So bear with me, folks. As I say, you know, it's an important campaign, and one I hope you will support. Speaking of support, you do need to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. You do need to support RBN, because without your support, RBN cannot stay on the air. You can make a donation via PayPal at republicbroadcasting.org, right on the internet, or you can call Republic at 800-724-2719 to make a pledge. 800-724-2719. Extension 115. Or if you use plain old snail mail, as we call it, you can just write RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, in Round Rock, Texas. The address in Round Rock, Texas is at 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S. 1015 South Mays, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Okay, folks, when we come back, a little bit of commentary, and then we'll go to the phones later here in the hour. This is Michael Collins Piper, candidate for president of the World Jewish Congress. Stay tuned, folks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake. Creek in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I am only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network because you, the good people out there, support this network and make this programming possible. Now, you know, I've always, even before I announced my candidacy for the presidency of the World Jewish Congress, I've always paid close attention to the publications of powerful American Jewish organizations. And one of the most powerful publications is one known as Commentary, long published by the American Jewish Committee. And Commentary this month, June 2007, the lead story, I commented on it last night because it was also published in the Wall Street Journal, but the lead story in Commentary is The Case for Bombing Iran by Norman Podoritz. The title says it all. Of course, he says we need to bomb Iran. Well, I can think of a country in the Middle East that does deserve to be bombed, but it's not Iran. In any case, there is another very interesting article in this issue of Commentary entitled If Israel Ceased to Exist. It's by an Israeli author named Hillel Halkin. And this is what's very, very interesting, folks. He says that the real danger to Israel, more so even than a nuclear-armed Iran, is the fact that there's a growing Arab population in Israel. And what's very interesting, this is very, very interesting what he says in this rather long, windy article. He says, even if Israel withdraws to, or nearly to, its 1967 borders, with or without a peace settlement with the Palestinians, its demographic future will be precarious. Now, in other words, what this Israeli writer, this very influential Israeli writer, is saying is that Israel shouldn't withdraw to, or nearly to, its 1967 borders. Now, I find this very interesting, folks, because a lot of our friends out there say that they would be happy if Israel were to withdraw to its 1967 borders, and that would be a good thing, and that would bring peace in the Middle East. But here, folks, we have a prominent and very influential Israeli writer issuing forth in Commentary, a very powerful and influential American Jewish publication known for its so-called neoconservative point of view. He's saying that Israeli withdrawal to its 1967 borders would be a bad thing. He goes on to say this, folks, driving the point home. He says, not even peace with the Palestinians in the Arab world then will necessarily ensure Israel's survival. Nor, as desirable as it is for Israel to treat its Arab citizens equably, is there any reason to believe that, thus created or thus treated, they would accept living in a Jewish state once a demographic tipping point were reached. So in other words, folks, he's saying that despite all the rhetoric about Israel pulling back to its 67 borders and the possibility of peace with Palestinians, he says that that's still a danger to Israel. So what we have here is a hardline position being very, very clearly enunciated, and they're making it very, very clear that they don't really want peace with the Palestinians, and they really are not even seriously going to consider withdrawing to their 1967 borders. Very, very interesting, folks. Very, very interesting. Very, very revealing. Also in the same issue of commentary is a page advertising books about modern Jewish thinkers. There's a Saul Lieberman, a Talmudic scholar, A.M. Klein, the father of Canadian Jewish literature, Lily Montague and the Advancement of Liberal Judaism. And there's also a book, Meir Kahane, Ideologue, Hero, Thinker. You can get it for only $39.95. That's a special price for commentary readers. Isn't it interesting, folks, that this modern Jewish thinker, described as an ideologue, hero, and thinker, Meir Kahane, was a bloody, murdering terrorist? He's the founder of the Jewish Defense League, folks. This guy was a terrorist, and he's being promoted as a modern Jewish thinker in an advertisement in one of the most influential Jewish publications in America, really on the face of the planet. He shouldn't be called a thinker. He shouldn't be called that, folks. He should be called precisely what he is, a terrorist. Well, Taki was mentioned. He's a Greek writer, lives here in the United States. He was one of the fellows who helped finance launch Pat Buchanan's publication, The American Conservative. And he has a commentary in the latest issue of The American Conservative in which he's talking about the neocons. And he's talking about attending a funeral of a friend of his, Timothy J. Vogel. He describes one of America's greatest warriors. This poor guy was wheelchair-bound. He had a very difficult disease that brought him down. And, you know, it's interesting that Taki talks about all these neoconservative draft dodgers. And he goes on to say, dodging duty has now become the operative word in the neocon language. They talk about supporting our troops and all that blather, but how many of these bloodthirsty donut eaters have ever answered the call of duty? Some of us helped with Timmy Vogel's bills toward the end of his life. He never asked, but we knew he was in need. This is the greatest outrage of them all. While the fat Kagan brothers, those are two Zionists, while the fat Kagan brothers feast at the White House and the American Enterprise Institute, Tim Vogel needed help to get around on his wheelchair. The blood of America's fighting men, writes Taki, cannot indefinitely be spilled by a government made up of people who have avoided military duty and are unwilling to meet the needs of those who have served. I can't put it any better myself. You know, these neocons, I promised you last evening I would tell you where you could catch up with Charles Krauthammer and Douglas Feith. Douglas Feith, of course, was the number three man in the Pentagon running a counterintelligence operation designed to undermine the CIA. Well, according to Washington Jewish Week, Charles Krauthammer and Douglas Feith are attendees at Or Kodesh Synagogue in Washington, D.C. So if you ever want to catch up with them some nice Saturday, you happen to be here in town, that's where you'll find them, Or Kodesh Synagogue. That's O-H-R-K-O-D-E-S-H KODESH. The next time they want to bring 100,000 people to protest here in Washington against the war and against Israel's demands that we fight their wars, I think they ought to have a protest outside Or Kodesh Synagogue. That's the place to go, folks. Not the White House. Go to the real center of power. And if you want to catch up with Joseph Lieberman, you can catch him at Kesher Israel or National Shul Synagogues. He apparently skips around town. Alan Greenspan of the Federal Reserve fame goes to Temple Micah. So if you ever want to catch up with Alan Greenspan and protest the Federal Reserve, go to Temple Micah, folks. That's where to go. Now, if you want to find Elliot Abrams and William Kristol, they're really bad guys. You can go to Olam Tikva Synagogue. Olam Tikva Synagogue. This guy, Elliot Abrams, you know, he's the guy who Senator Chuck Hagel says is really running U.S. Middle East policy, and I have no reason to doubt that that's exactly correct. No doubt about it at all. Speaking of this subject, we've talked about Rudy Giuliani on here, folks. And this issue of the American Conservative points out that the Giuliani campaign is indeed catching the imagination of America's Christian fundamentalist evangelicals. They're willing to support this guy who goes against them on all the social issues. The guy's been married 3 times. I mean, this guy is a real, real bad man, Rudy Giuliani, and yet all our good fellow Christians here in the United States are supporting Rudy Giuliani's campaign. That really goes to show you, as I have insisted from the beginning, that Jerry Falwell and all of these others of his ilk were set up by the mass media in America for the purpose of promoting the cause of Israel. And now they are lining up to support him. This guy, Elliot Abrams, I do want to mention here. You know, it's interesting. You know, we talk about dual loyalty, and we raise the questions about how really loyal Jews are to America. You know what Elliot Abrams, who is the guy who's advising, who's running George Bush's foreign policy in the Middle East, he wrote in 1997, folks, that outside Israel, Jews, quote, are to stand apart from the nation in which they live. Jews are to stand apart from the nation in which they live. In other words, unless a Jew is living in Israel, he doesn't really need, or nor should he really be a part of the nation in which he lives. That is, if he lives in the United States, he should stand apart from the United States. Talk about loyalty or disloyalty. Boy, oh boy. That's pretty powerful words from Elliot Abrams. And talking about disloyalty, when we come back, I'm going to give you a rundown on who's who in the House and the Senate, the folks who've been getting big payoffs from the pro-Israel political action committees. After we go through that, folks, we will go to the phones. We have a number of callers lined up, including Jim from Texas.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Campaign Central here on Capitol Hill in Washington. Incidentally, my campaign song for my presidential candidacy, that is for the presidency of the World Jewish Congress, is going to be Johnny Horton's old hit, The Battle of New Orleans. That's a song, a ballad about General Andrew Jackson and how he defeated the bloody British in the town of New Orleans. I've selected that song mainly because it's one of my favorite songs. And number two, because it's very symbolic, because, of course, you know, what they don't like to remind us in our history classes is that the bloody British came back in 1814 and tried to reclaim America. They burned the White House. They burned the Capitol. I even have old prints of that here on my wall in my apartment, just to remind me that Britain has been an ancient enemy of the United States going back to the time of our revolution and years past. Of course, they dragged us into two world wars, and we also need to remind ourselves that what is known as the British Empire was, in fact, the Rothschild Empire. Britain's imperialism around the world was being carried out on behalf of the International House of Rothschild and its tentacles that reached worldwide. As I always say, if you go to the British Museum in London, you will not find artifacts of British history, but you'll find artifacts of Asian history and African history, artifacts that were looted by the British forces working on behalf of the Rothschild Empire as they circled the world. So, you know, the fight for American independence and the fight to retain our independence in the War of 1812 was, in fact, a war for independence from the Rothschilds. Some would say they still got control of us anyway in 1913. But, of course, Andrew Jackson, when he later became president, he fought the bankers. I think he called them a nest of vipers. Good description, folks. In any case, the Battle of New Orleans, that will be my campaign song, folks. Now, as I promised, before we go to the phones here, I'm going to give you the list of the people in the House and the Senate who were the biggest recipients of pro-Israel PAC funds in the 2006 election. In the House, Mark Kirk, Republican of Illinois, Brad Ellsworth, Democrat of Indiana, Steny Hoyer, Democrat of Maryland, Eric Cantor, Republican of Virginia, Shelley Berkeley, Democrat of Nevada, Speaker Dennis Hastert of Illinois, Elliot Engel, Democrat of New York, Ileana Ross-Leighton of Florida, Deborah Price of Ohio, Chet Edwards, a Democrat from Texas. Ross-Leighton and Price are Republicans. In the Senate, Joe Lieberman, John Kyle of Arizona, Bill Nelson of Florida, Debbie Stabenow, Democrat of Michigan, her Democratic colleague Bob Menendez of New Jersey, the horrible Rick Santorum, Republican of Pennsylvania, Mike DeWine, Republican of Ohio. He got his rear end kicked, I believe, and lost like Santorum did. Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat of Rhode Island, James Talent, Republican of Missouri, and Ben Cardin, Democrat of Maryland. These are the people bought and paid for with pro-Israel PAC funds. They are the top 10 in the House and the Senate, but of course, there are many, many more. Yes, folks, our leaders, so-called, are bought and paid for. Fortunately, there is at least one good man in the House of Representatives, and that, of course, is Ron Paul. There was a good lady in the House of Representatives. I know a lot of you don't like her. Cynthia McKinney, black woman, a Democrat from Georgia, she got kicked out in the last campaign. Jewish money poured into her district and defeated her 4 years ago. Then she came back and got back in, and they defeated her again. But you know, Cynthia McKinney is thinking for running for president on the Green Party ticket, and I'm here to remind you folks, Cynthia McKinney, you may not like her. You may not like her because she's black. You may not like her because she's a woman. You may not like her because she's a black woman. But I'm here to tell you, Cynthia McKinney, to the best of my knowledge, was the only member of Congress, with the possible exception of Ron Paul, and I'm not even sure about Ron Paul. Cynthia McKinney was the only member of Congress within the last 10 years that I can think of that called for an official investigation of the attack on the USS Liberty. That's pretty gutsy, folks. We need more men like Cynthia McKinney in Congress, so to speak. I'm telling you, she may be the one we're going to have to support if Ron Paul doesn't get the Republican nomination. And, of course, probably he won't, folks. That's a sad reality, but we got to do everything we can to publicize Ron Paul's candidacy. As I say, I haven't officially endorsed him. I may not endorse him. Who knows? But I can tell you this much. He's the only one out of all the candidates in the parties right now who is saying anything that's different. And that is good, folks. I should give credit where credit is due. Dennis Kucinich from Ohio is at least taking a forthright stand against the war. So in the Democratic Party, there is Dennis Kucinich, at least on that issue. But we don't have much of a choice, folks, and that's why we do need to get good people elected to office in this country, if we can. All right, folks, when we come back, I am going to go to the phones. Thanks for you patient folks out there who have been listening to me ranting and raving and promoting my candidacy for the presidency of the World Jewish Congress.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, I'm going to suggest, when I'm elected president of the World Jewish Congress, that perhaps we consider relocating Israel to the moon. And if indeed man did go to the moon, it will be a safe trip to go there. However, if man did not go to the moon, we're going to find out real quick whether or not man did go, because they will object to going to the moon because they won't want to go through what they call the Van Allen belt. So we'll find out. We'll find out very quickly. All right, well, let's go to the phones. We have Jim in Texas. Jim, I thought you were vacationing in the south of France on the estate of Daryl Bradford Smith. You didn't call last night.
No, I've tried, and I gave you a break, Mike, out of the goodness of my heart, so to speak.
All right.
But I have it on good authority that the three amigos are 100% behind your campaign for president of the World Jewish Congress, because after what they have accused you of, how can he not be for you? Think about it.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely. And the other night you were talking, I tried to call and didn't make it, when you were talking about Rudy Giuliani.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look in the dictionary under Shabbos Goy Extraordinaire, there's Rudy's picture.
Oh, he's terrible. He's shameless.
This guy is so much of a Jewish sycophant that I have no doubt whatsoever that he would be willing to undergo plastic surgery to become a clone of Charles Krauthammer, including the wheelchair, if they had to cripple him. He would be willing to do that, in my opinion.
You know, Jim, you're right. He really, throughout his career, I mean, we can understand why, you know, running for mayor of New York and so forth, but even before that, as I've mentioned before on this program, this is the guy who, while he was a big-shot prosecutor up there in New York, looked the other way while Jewish gangsters from Russia came in and set up shop. I mean, this is, you know, there's no question about it. Rudy Giuliani is the man we can thank for the presence of Russian Jewish organized crime infiltrating and taking hold in New York City. But, of course, we will not hear about that from the mass media in this country.
Mike, it's not Russian-Jewish organized crime. It's Jewish organized crime from Russia.
Yes, you're
There's
right
a
about
difference.
That.
You
Very
never
much
say
so.
Russian mob. It's Jewish mob from Russia.
From Russia. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes, my I have family members who are of Russian descent, and I can guarantee you that they do not consider these Jewish gangsters in New York to be Russians, and frankly, neither do the Jewish gangsters from Russia who are in New York consider themselves to be Russian. It's only the mass media in America that calls them Russian organized crime.
Ooh, our wonderful mass media that wouldn't mislead us if you had a gun to their head. They would never mislead us. I mean, if you were in downtown Brighton Beach, I'm sure you'd be making that speech about their wonderful Russian mafia.
You know, I like that image you used there, guns to the heads of the media. I rather like that thought.
Well, you're not going to like too many of my thoughts because I'm a big admirer of Daryl Bradford Smith because he's such a wonderful fellow and he uses sheer logic, in my opinion.
Well, I don't think from the way Daryl talks about his health, I don't think he's going to be with us much longer. He should have learned like I did a long time ago that you got to cut back on the drinking because it's not good for you.
Well, I'm not cutting back, but that's my own personal problem. But why is this clown living in France? The one worst place you could possibly ever live in.
Well, it's kind of interesting that he seems to get away with what he does get away with in a country where they do have these laws on Holocaust denial, and not just Holocaust denial, but rather stringent laws on hate crimes and so forth and you know, offensive language, and yet he doesn't get prosecuted. Isn't that interesting?
Mike, in France, you're not even allowed to say that some such-and-such synagogue in West Bank of Paris is not too altogether an attractive building. You go to jail. And this clown says, I'm in France, and I'm telling you the truth. Hello?
Isn't that interesting?
It's Isn't not interesting. It tells you what's going on. Nobody in their right mind would live in a country where I can't say anything about anything, but I'm telling you the truth. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Don't that'd be like Paul Fromm, poor Paul Fromm in Canada. I mean, he's under severe constraints, but at least he's better than, and a lot better, 100% or 1,000% better than Daryl Bradford Smith. At least Paul Fromm will say, I'm going to say what I say, and, you know, give me your best shot, so to speak.
You know, I've said it before in this program, and I just said it in a conversation with somebody yesterday. We had some people from Denmark visiting in Washington here at the American Free Press Office, and, you know, I commented that, you know, since 2001, 2002, I've been to Russia, I've been to Iran, I've been to Malaysia twice, I've been to Japan, and I've been to the United Arab Emirates, and also to Canada twice. And I can tell you that I felt more fear and uncertainty going into Canada. I was scrutinized more carefully going into our benevolent northern neighbor than I was scrutinized in going to any of those other places, including Russia and Iran. Now, that says a hell of a lot about a lot of things.
It speaks volumes, as the old saying goes.
Yeah, it really does.
Where you are and what you're afraid to speak of. You know, in Canada, a couple of years ago, I went up to Niagara Falls, first trip in my life up there. Beautiful thing, you know, Niagara Falls. Everybody should go there. But I'm thinking, do I want to go over across and see the Canadian Falls, which is much more spectacular than the American Falls? And I'm thinking, I'm not crossing that bridge because I'm so mad at what the Canadians have allowed the Canadian government to do to them, where they can't say anything about anybody except everything's politically correct in Canada to the 10th degree. Politically correct. You can't say anything bad about Indians, or especially Jews, of course. But you can't say anything bad about anybody in Canada. And I'm thinking, if I go across that bridge, the first thing I'm going to say is, there was no Holocaust. Give me your best shot. And I couldn't do it, you know, because I know what they do to me.
Probably a good decision. I know the feeling. I've had that same feeling when I've changed planes in Germany several times. And, you know, I am never going to go to Germany as long as that country is in the state of Zionist occupation that it is right now. So.
Well, it's like I've said several times on the radio, and your frequent listeners will probably remember, that I'm not going to Washington, D.C. until I see 535 gallows erected there, and they're getting ready to be put to good use. And then I'll go to Washington, D.C.
I can understand the thinking. All right, Jim, I got to move on here. Thanks for your call. All right, let's go to Country Boy in Indiana. What's going on, Barry?
Hey, after listening to your broadcast last evening, I went to the Internet and I typed in moon hoax. I came up with sciencenasa.gov, and I read their rebuttal to these moon hoax movies, and the only thing they said, that the two things that proved that it wasn't a hoax, was moon rocks and common sense. And I thought that this is so weak that, you know, this is suspicious. And I wanted to put out this evening, because this is very important. I could talk to you about Giuliani and all these other people, but a tool that you can use to get people to think and to question is if you go to moonmovie.com. The name of the movie is A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon.
Very good film. I've seen that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, it was not only, see, because it was maybe 4 or 5 years ago that someone said that, and I said, well, that's kind of ridiculous even to waste time to look at that, even though I believe in the conspiratorial view of history. And after I saw that, in that brief, under an hour, I said to myself, if these guys could pull off something like that, they can do anything, whether it's 9/11, Oklahoma City, or the next thing that they got coming up.
Exactly.
What has happened is science has been degraded to just another religion. You believe it, you don't question it, because this is something that's all, you know, like, this is a fact, and that's it. But it's just amazing that this could be something to get the average person to watch. And some of these people, I think it would really shake what they have, because this is stuff by a photographer, by a movie person, that says that the photos and the different things that they had there, that they're false based upon the fact that the photo and the lighting and different things like that. And
exactly, some very simple things, exactly.
And I just, if anybody would go tonight to that, to take a look at it, and get that out.
Was that site again?
Moonmovie.com.
Moonmovie.com.
Now, one last thing.
Yeah,
what
go ahead.
What would you recommend as what this movie is to the moonshot for the Holocaust? I saw a tape. It had David Irving speaking and two other guys. It was excellent. I don't know, maybe they call it the Holohoax. Can you recommend one DVD that on the Holocaust that would be, you know, the one to see?
Yes, I can. I don't know the exact name of it, but if you go to honestmediatoday.com, that's the website of Mark Farrell. He was a guest on this show early on when I began broadcasting. Mark is one of the best filmmakers around. He's done some fantastic videos on the Holocaust and on Zionism, on Jewish ritual murder, on the problem of immigration. He's an incredible researcher. He's a great video producer, and he has several on the subject of the Holocaust. And the one in particular that's of special interest, he actually has films made in the concentration camps that show Jews attending plays. And just very, very interesting stuff. So
hey, next week,
honestmediatoday.com, just like it sounds.
Next week on your program, will you specifically mention which is the best out of that website?
Well, as I recall, it's the title of the one in particular is it's something along the lines of, Why Are Revisionist Historians Being Persecuted? That's the one in particular that I'm thinking of.
Got one thing to say in closing, moonmovie.com.
All right, good for you. I will check that out. Of course, I have seen that movie, and it's very, very well done.
Well, so have I, but I want to get the DVD before, censorship comes in.
Well, that's right, exactly. All right, country boy, thanks for your call. All right, we have Edward in Ohio. Edward, are you supporting my candidacy?
Well, I was thinking about what you were saying. This is news to me. I was going to refer to something that I had written to Dennis Kucinich, I think, back in November, and I might get to that later in the call if you have the time, but I don't know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to talk about your candidacy, though. I was thinking about it. How does one run for the presidency of the what are you running for again?
Presidency of the World Jewish Congress.
Okay. Do you have to file papers for that?
They actually have an election, and people register to vote in that election. I don't know. I personally don't know how you do it. You can go to the website of the World Jewish Congress and find out.
So you're pulling our leg then, aren't you?
I am pulling your legs. My leg. I'm pulling somebody's leg. I mean, I don't really.
Well, I'm thinking.
I don't
Michael,
really think I would get elected.
Michael, that's not the point, though. Why not?
Well,
why don't you do
my
it?
My argument is sound. I think that. The Jews have so many people in the House and the Senate and on the Supreme Court, and four of the 11 presidents of the World Bank have been Jewish. That's a pretty hefty percentage. I think they ought to turn around and let a Gentile head the World Jewish Congress.
Michael, that's about
I think it's completely logical.
That's about what I was thinking. If they're going to condemn National Socialist Germany and have the attitude that whites may not rule themselves, that they must rule us. If they're going to do that, that's basically what I was thinking. Why can't you become the president of the World Jewish Congress?
Exactly. I mean, you know, I think it's logical. I mean, you know, so like I say, I would like to be, like I said, I would like to be an honest broker. I would like to carry the Jewish message to the people, to the non-Jews of the world on behalf of the World Jewish Congress. But at the same time, be an ombudsman for the rest of us inside the Jewish establishment.
Michael,
tell the Jews, you're going too far.
I'd like you to do it.
I want to bring the Jews into the community of mankind. I'm a liberal.
I would like you to run.
Well, I'm in the race. If people want to vote for me, they're more than welcome to do it.
I mean, file papers, man. Do it. I mean, bona fide, do it. Okay, now regarding my letter to Dennis Kucinich.
Go ahead. Yeah,
I don't know if you got the time for this.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to
Let me tell you how long this letter is. I don't plan to read you the whole letter. It's about like 7 pages.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a section in here. I don't know if you'll let me read it.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's about 4 minutes. So would you prefer that I summarize it for you?
Go ahead and start reading it. We have a minute or two before the break, and then we'll carry you over.
All right. I'll start reading it then. I'm gonna. There's a couple of parts I might leave out, but I wrote to Dennis Kucinich on November the 28th, and I'll just quote. Okay. I and we therefore have the right to speak derogatorily about any person or people that has acted derogatorily, such as calling. Okay, I'm going to skip that part. And then I said, and we have the right to oppose them. I am not keeping the Judaists in this country. When a bad tenant displeases a landlord, he may evict him. We Americans may expel persons which are worthy of such expulsion, whether they be Mexicans, which entered the United States illegally, or Judaists, which are inappropriately pushing us around. Their de-Christianization of America and spreading of immorality, such as sodomy, is unacceptable. Other countries have expelled them. Therefore, it is not a new idea, although some new ideas are well. Not only would I like for you to consider mass deportations, whether the Judaists are expelled or not, I would like support for the Zionist state called Israel, and then in parentheses I put Israeli state, to be gradually stopped. I authorize you to halt American aggression against other states unless it is necessary. I do not think that American aggression against the states of Afghanistan and Iraq is necessary. I think that you know that declaring war is not the president's job. It is the job of Congress, according to Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution. Before declaring such a war, if any, I would like there to be an investigation to wit, or to know, whether such a war shall be by proxy. If such a proposal of war, of war shall be found to make the United States a proxy for the Israeli state, I choose to have you oppose, or rather to oppose such. By that I mean that no Americans shall be...
Okay, here okay. We have the break coming up. Stay on there, Ed, and
okay,
you can come back when we come back. All right.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. We're going to wrap up this hour. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, I've been a collector of historical memorabilia and all sorts of other interesting items over the years, and it occurs to me the one thing I don't have in my collection is a moon rock. Well, that having been said, let's go back to Edward in Ohio. Edward, you were reading a very interesting letter, I thought, to Congressman Dennis Kucinich, who's running for President of the United States.
Right, that was... Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, that was from page 3, and I'm planning to move on to page 4 in a few lines, but I left off by requesting my congressman to not allow a war by proxy for the Israeli state. And I'll pick up where I left off, I think. By that I mean that no Americans shall be made to participate in such a war. And if Israeli Americans would, they are not to sully America's name. By that I mean that they shall not be fighting in America's name. No equipment for war shall be given or sold to the Israelis immediately or mediately, and no money shall be given to the Israeli state for an act of belligerence that they desire, such as their recent destruction of parts of Lebanon. Such assistance shall be denied them, whether they desire to attack another state or fight against it for a claimed defensive purpose. America is not responsible for the survival of the Israeli state. I authorize you to promote a plan to stop funding the Israeli state by not increasing the amount of money of taxpayers that they are given, regardless of what anyone thinks the dollar is worth, by stopping payments after 10 years or sooner, and by decreasing the amount of money America gives to the Israelis by 10% or more annually. And no money of taxpayers shall be given them by us through any entity. And if approved, I desire the Israeli state to be officially informed of our intention before that plan is executed. If you are troubled about the Judaist-Jewish so-called problem, if you would like help, you may contact me. And then I'll skip the next paragraph. And then I said, before America declares war in any, on any country, we are to examine ourselves, to wit, whether we have the moral position to be taking the lives of others that are not within our borders. I don't know if I said that right. That are not within our borders, lest we be guilty of hypocrisy. See Matthew 7, 1 through 5. Before we kill some people of another country, we ought to kill the people of this country if they are worthy of capital punishment, such as sodomites. And in parentheses, they put in buggers. Okay, that's about all. I don't know how you feel about that last part, but that's my position. So that's about all I cared to read. And one of the reasons why I read that was because of Joe. Help me out with the last name here. Is it Cortina?
Joe Cortina, right.
Okay, yeah. He kind of, listening to him, I mean, I had a desire to read this to you anyways, but listening to him kind of spurred me on to do that. And I thank you for the airtime and allowing me to read that.
Yeah, I appreciate your call, Edward, as always. And now we are going to be wrapping up the hour here. So my apologies to one more caller we had, Jim in Illinois, but we'll be here Monday night, God willing, and the phones will be open. I'm sure I'll have more to say about the issue of my candidacy for the presidency of the World Jewish Congress. It's an ideal forum to discuss these issues. That's what campaigns are all about, folks. So we will talk more about these issues when we come back here on Monday night. So I hope you all have a good weekend. But in the meantime, stay tuned for more good programming right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network with the Radio Avenger, Rick Adams.